Thank you, Mr. Speaker. America's forests are one of our greatest natural resources, building our homes, empowering local economies, providing for sportsmen and women, and even supplying energy for Fort Drum in my district. Unfortunately, our vast forests are under constant threat from the scourge of invasive species. These intruders bring not only ecological harm, but damage the economic viability of the communities that rely on these forests. Forests face added pressure when the invasive species attacking them are resistant to known remedies, face no known natural predators, and are spread easily by human land use. My district is the home of the Adirondacks. With 6 million acres of parkland, I am deeply concerned with the spread of invasive species. One particular example of an invasive pest that is destroying American forest and threatens the Adirondack Park is the hemlock woolly adelgid. This sap-sucking insect is causing the widespread death and decline of hemlock trees, not only in the Adirondacks, but in the eastern United States. Since its arrival in the U.S. in the 1920s, the hemlock woolly adelgid has spread rapidly from New England all the way down to the Great Smoky Mountains, feeding on eastern hemlock and Carolina hemlock in 17 states. This invasive species has few natural enemies in the eastern states, and native trees are neither resistant nor tolerant to their feeding. Without natural defenses, the hemlock woolly adelgid and other invasive pests pose a significant threat to the long-term health of our forests. That's why ongoing research is needed to produce solutions and to account for the unique biology of these organisms and the way they impact the larger forest ecosystem. In addition to research, we must work to restore our damaged forests. My amendment before the House would modernize the competitive forestry, natural resources, and environmental grants program. This amendment realigns the priorities of the grant program to focus on researching the characteristics and ecosystem-wide impact of these species, while also allowing for restoration projects of native forests that have suffered severe levels of mortality caused by invasive species. I encourage my colleagues to support this very common sense amendment and reserve my time.